glory and his power. I thank God for being this morning. I am really excited because the Lord soon to come and snatch us up out of here, and that will be the end of that. And I'm so excited. I'm excited in my spirit. I know God is moving. Amen. And I hope you're excited too. And whatever, remember, whatever it is that you're dealing with, it is not greater than the promise that God has made to us. And greater things are ahead. I'm telling you, great things are headed our direction. What was that, Lord? What was that I was going to say? I can't remember. Anyway, I want to thank Tammy V. See, I said Tammy V. See how I'll grow?
Don't get excited.
Amen. From Belton, South Carolina, for that beautiful card and your awesome encouragement. Thank you so much. I really, really appreciate that. That really just made my day. And there's so many of you that encourage us, and so many that pray that we keep moving forward. And I'm really thankful for your prayers, because I'm telling you, you need the prayers of the saints for you to make it through. This is not a one-man job. Yeah. There's no hot dogging, meaning, you know, it's all about me. I'm the one, I'm the Big Mac, I'm the one to get it done. It's just me. It ain't got nothing. It is not, it's a family team effort. Yeah. And we're a body, you know, there's no one person that's greater than everything else. We all work together, and that's what makes it great. And through Christ Jesus our Lord. So thank all of you, whatever part you play in the ministry, in this ministry or in the body of Christ, whatever part you play to exalt the ministry, the Bible, to exalt the Word of God, to exalt the ministry of Christ, whatever part you play, no matter how small you think it is or how great others think it is, it's all important. Amen. I dare you to lose one of your toes and see how important that is. You know, lose one of your fingers and see how important that was. You know, every part is important. Even when you lose a tooth, that's important. Amen. Every part is important. So there's no, you know, big I's and little U's. It's all important. I want to go over the prayer list from last week, from the week of August. I mean, there's some things I wanted to highlight. Every prayer request is important. Every prayer request is being addressed. But I, from Sean T., what was it? Sean T. Well, Sean T, I need you to know, because I don't want to read it, but I need you to know, Sean T, we're praying for you. And we're praying for your situation. We are praying. We really are praying. And Son of the King, the mandate for the vaccines, for those that are in the military and the infantry, the mandate for the vaccine, September 1st. My prayer is that we'll either be gone or we'll be leaving real soon. So even if it's necessary for you to take the shot, it does not stop your relationship with God. It does not mean I'm going to hell now, I'm all doomed now. No, it doesn't. You may suffer consequences. You may even leave early, but it doesn't mean that you don't have a relationship and nothing may happen. It does not affect your relationship with God. If you are a soldier of the living God and you are forced to take that because of your situation, you are still a soldier of God. And whatever happens, you still belong to God. And whether you meet us or you go with us, you're still going. Amen?
Amen.
It's not the shot, this shot does not stop your relationship with God. It may be a very serious inconvenience, but it does not stop your relationship with God. Did Amen. I say that right?
Yes.
Amen. So I don't want people fainting and passing out and thinking that your life is over because you were mandated to take the shot. I've heard bad things happen. I've heard some people where nothing happened. Mm-hmm. There's some people I heard that have gone on to be with the Lord or just gone on. You know, we don't know, but whatever happens, just know God is with you. If he was with you before you took the shot and you stay with him, he'll be with you after you take it.
Amen.
We're not, don't trip. We're not promoting it. We're not asking you, telling you, or suggesting that you go out and get it. We are not doing that. I'm just saying some of your circumstances have put you in a position where you have to make a choice. We don't want you going homeless. We don't want you going without food. We know you need your jobs. You know, if the Lord does not intervene on your behalf, that may be his will. Mm-hmm. Right? Abigail, am I right?
Yes, amen.
If the Lord does not intervene on your behalf, then so what? Either he's got you or he's calling you home or whatever, but he's still got your back. So please don't think that I'm going to die and go to hell if I take this shot, because that is not what we're saying, and that is not what the scripture is saying. We do not encourage you to take it, but if you feel you must take it and God does not intervene, then you do what you need to do. Amen. All right. Did anybody mad at me yet? Asia, I almost called her Tiffany. Asia, no? Okay. All right, we're also praying for Tumbling Dice. Tumbling Dice and for Nausea. Okay, we're praying also for Johnny R. Okay, I don't want to read what you're dealing with, but you're in the prayers, okay? Texas Watchmen, we are praying that the Lord will deliver you from those demons that found their way into your family. We're praying for your sister and her husband. We're praying that the Lord will continue, that he'll send his warring angels and fight and deliver you from those issues. We're praying. Johnny Randy. Oh, I said it, didn't I? Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't mean it. But I would like for you to email me, because I would like to send you some stuff or some things about praying and getting the demons out of your atmosphere. I would like to email you some stuff. So if you could contact me at s4ctroops@aol.com, I would appreciate it.
That was actually Texas Watchman.
I'm sorry, not Johnny R. Texas Watchman. Thank you, Nikki. Mm-hmm. Texas Watchman about the demons. If you'd email me. And also, let's talk about the material the people were requesting about not taking the vaccination that we got from Ryan and from the other couple. Remember our talk, and they sent this information in the text?
I haven't read over anything, so I don't really...
We have some information that was sent to us by two extremely reliable sources. And so we want to vet that information and God willing, send it to you for those of you that need some type of something to present to jobs and things like that about not taking the vaccination. We want to vet that stuff before we send it to you. But the sources are extremely credible and very, very reliable. And then those of you, once we vet that, then we'll let you know, and we'll send whoever wants that, we'll send it to you. Okay? But we don't want to just send things haphazardly without researching it. People's lives and livelihoods that are connected with this. Amen? So I just wanted to make sure I shared that with you. Nausea, Lori, oh, we're praying for my niece Michelle, who is struggling with blood clots. And I don't want to read any more after that, but she's struggling with blood clots, so we are praying. And please update us and let us know what's happening after that. Oh, by the way, folks, today is communion, so I'm giving you a chance to kind of get yourself together so we can commune together. And that's later on in this prayer service, but we'll be communing together. Okay, so that was, and for Olga. Olga, we got you. We're praying with you. Neurological disorders, we're praying for you. Good morning, G.
Good morning.
Amen. God bless you. And thank God for Salty Saints. Let us, I got it written down so I don't have to call them other
good,
stuff.
Good.
Amen. And listen, Salty Saints, I meant no harm. I just, names are just not my thing. I don't know. I have a lot of gifts. Names are not one of them. Amen. So it was, nothing was meant out of disrespect. I love you. And I love what you're doing in the name of the Lord. And I just wanted to make sure I let you know that I meant no harm. I'm just, I just got issues with names. But we want to pray your success. And please, Salty Saints, let us know how you're doing. Let us know what things the Lord have you doing so we can help pray over you and with you. And so that we can do whatever we can to possibly support what you're doing. Talk to us, Salty Saints. Let us know. Amen. That came from Warhammer. And we such a warrior. We need want to know what's going on with the ministry, because they're dealing with a ministry in Pakistan with the sewing machines, right? Mm-hmm. And then we also want to pray that the Lord will either remove or turn that resistant army, turn it in favor of these of the saints in Pakistan that are trying to do this. We need the saints to have favor. In Pakistan, we need them to get their money. We need them to get their equipment. We need them not to be attacked by these militia groups and things. And so we're praying that God will constantly protect them and watch over them. Somebody, please keep us posted as to what's going on over there. Okay. How many do we have very many prayer requests this morning? Amen. All right. And also, the church with the orphans and the 30 militants and all that. Yeah. And so, and lastly, one of our soldiers, we're still praying for her mom that went to Africa, right? And hasn't really given the family very much information about why they're going, their itinerary and things like that. And so rightfully so, they're very nervous and concerned, but we want the Lord to ease their mind and give them peace and watch over this parent that's gone off. And we want to pray that the Lord will give her safety wherever she is. Amen. Yes. All right, Pastor Nicole, what you got? I tell you, I am excited to be in God. I'm really excited about being in God. I'm not just happy to be here. I'm excited to be here. And sometimes when I'm talking to the saints, it's hard to kind of control my excitement. But listen, I am excited to be a part of the body of Christ. I am excited to be a member of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I am excited to promote what Christ is doing. I'm excited about being one of his children. I'm excited about being on the front line in the battlefield serving the Most High God. I'm excited about helping to lead his people. I'm excited. I really, really am. I'm excited, and I can't believe he took a knucklehead like me and a knucklehead like Sandy and created such an awesome ministry around the world. I told Sandy, add it together, make one good pastor. Because one without the other, we wouldn't have this. But two of us together, plus the wives, we make one, all four of us make one good pastor. Where there's two or three guys. Amen. And so I told him, I said, I can't believe the Lord took a couple of knuckleheads like us and did such a great thing. And I am honored. I don't have the big head. Well, I have a big head, but not because of that. I'm just honored because what? Hash that woman. All right, honey, what you got?
Christopher is asking for prayer for his mom, Georgia.
Uh-huh.
She's in the hospital with COVID.
Uh-huh.
Christopher is also experiencing symptoms of COVID,
mm-hmm.
and so he's under quarantine.
Mm-hmm.
And additionally, he's asking for prayer that he's worthy to be taken in the rapture.
Yes, amen. His name is Christopher.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. All right, let's pray for Christopher and his mom.
And his mom. And he's praying for family members. They are once saved, always saved,
oh,
and so
brother.
They won't interact with him.
Okay, I get that. Well, Christopher, let me tell you something. Keep praying for them. Keep asking the Lord to, I need you to anoint my hands. Keep asking the Lord to do something for them, because as long as they have breath, they have a chance. It's not too late. They may think, listen, you know what I've been hearing all for the last couple of weeks, and it's making a lot of sense to me. What I've been hearing the last couple of weeks, and I wish I could remember this video someone sent us to YouTube. I wish I could remember that this lady's dream. She had a rapture dream. And I'll try to remember it and give it to you next time we're on. But there are a lot of people that don't believe what we believe right now. There are a lot of people that don't believe that the Bible says, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. There are a lot of people that don't believe that they are responsible for their own walk with Christ. There are a lot of people that don't believe that they need to repent when they sin, they do something wrong. They need to repent. They must repent, because repentance is your offering, is your burnt offering. It is necessary. You cannot live your life, I've already accepted Christ, so I'm good no matter what I do. That's not how it works. If you're married, you know, to a man or a woman, if you're married, well, we got married, so, you know, I said I do, she said I do, he said I do, and we're good to go. Now I'm just going to do my own thing. That's not how a marriage works, because that marriage is not going to last, not at all. Once you are married, you are committed hook, line, and sinker, from top to bottom, in and out. You are absolutely positively committed to that one person. You're committed to them. They're committed to you. You serve them. They serve you. You serve each other. That's the way it is. And it can't be that way for the first day. It's that way every day. I dare you to go home and tell them, you know what? I committed to you the day we got married. I don't have to commit to you anymore. I don't have to apologize. I don't have to be faithful. I don't have to do anything. We committed that first day, and we good. And see how long you, and see how many knots you have upside your head. That's not the way it works. This is a relationship with God. Yes. It is a relationship that you must maintain every single day. You do not go one day without maintenance, proper maintenance on that relationship. It is a work in progress. It is a daily job. Some days are better than others, but all the days you have to be responsible for. Amen. Did Amen. I say that right? Yes. It is the exact same way in Christ. So my point was, there are a lot of people that don't feel that way. There are a lot of people that think that they don't really owe God much. There are a lot of people that think it don't take all of that. Why you got to go all like that? Why are you doing all that? It don't take all that. They don't get it yet. But after the church is gone, after the rapture's happened, and after Satan has his 7 years of free will, for the most part, to do whatever he wants, there are going to be a lot of converts. Because even Paul, when he went up and he was immediately in heaven, in the presence of God, and he's asking, who are these people? John, I'm sorry, John. And he's like, who are all of these people? And he said, surely you know, these are they, who knows the rest of that, that came out of the great tribulation. It was a number that John couldn't number. He's like, who are all these people? Where do they come from? Who are all these? Because the church was already in heaven. The church was already in heaven, and he saw all these people. There's so many, the number he couldn't count. And he's like, who are all these people? Oh, these are the people that came out of the great tribulation. These are the people that didn't think it was necessary to repent that came out of the great tribulation. These are the people that thought once saved, always saved was the answer. These are the people that thought it wasn't necessary. It didn't take all of that. These are the people that know now it took all of that. These are the people that were lukewarm. They knew what it took, but they were lukewarm. Sometime up and I'm sometime down, almost level to the ground. These are those people. These are the aunties and uncles and cousins and brothers and mothers and fathers and sons and daughters that thought you were crazy for trying to minister to them about Jesus Christ. They thought all doors lead to Jesus. And they found out only one door leads to Christ. But they found out too late. And these are they that came out of the great tribulation. Not just the tribulation. The great tribulation. God called it the great tribulation. Why would, if God calls it the great tribulation, how bad is it going to be? This is not something that you just scave over. This is not a passing fantasy. This is real. And you need to get on the ark. The ark is loading right now. The ark is loading. The door is open. And it's raining. You need to get on. Because one day the door is going to be shut. And that's going to be the end of that. Yeah. And let me tell you something else. Even though you made it to heaven out of the great tribulation, because you didn't get raptured or you didn't go with the church, if you're not part of the church, because you were called a tribulation saint, baby, turn some of this stuff off, because Abigail is freezing. Turn the remote. We don't need the remote. It's in there. Because she, amen, we don't want, I can see, girl, I see you. These are they that came out of the great tribulation. Those are tribulation saints. The church are the church saints. And then, you understand? You will no longer be part of the, you will not be part of the bride if you don't go up with the church. You understand? You'll be a tribulation saint still in heaven, but you will not be a part of the bride because the church is the part of the bride. If you don't go with the church or go during the church age, then you will not be part of the bride. You'll still be in heaven. You'll still be with God, but you will not be part of the bride. And so you'll miss the bridal shout, the bridal party, the wedding. You'll miss the benefits of being a part of the bride, but you will still be in heaven. And I don't know what all kind of magnificent things that come with that, but I'm just talking about the church now because I don't plan on being tribulation saint. So if you want to be a member of the bride, you need to go with the church. You need to be a member of the church age. Amen. Don't, but you can still get in. But why do you want to go the hard way? Why do I want to grow my own corn when I can go to the store and just buy some? Amen. I mean, either way, I'll have corn, but I'd rather go and get, you know, amen. All right. Amen. All right. So go ahead, Mama. Did I pray? No. What's his name?
Christopher.
Christopher. So Christopher, I'm praying for your for yourself and your mom.
Georgia and his family.
Georgia.
His mom.
His mom and his family. For those that don't believe, because they think we nuts. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we stand here before your presence, as we lift up our hands in the sanctuary and in our temples, which are our bodies that belong to you, we're praying for our brothers and our sister, for Richard,
Christopher.
For Christopher and Georgia. And the family that don't believe, the mom that's sick with the COVID. We're praying for their health and for their healing and their deliverance. We're praying, Father God, that you would lift them up and make them a perfect example of a walk by faith and not by sight. Father, we're praying that if there's any sin, if there's anything in them that is not like you, that you would remove it in the name of Jesus and give them peace and comfort. And Father, we're praying for those that do not yet believe. Father, we pray that they will believe in time to be raptured or go with the church. But if they don't, we're praying that they will believe so that they will be a part of that other party that comes up after the fact. Father, we're praying that they will soften their hearts so that they will hear the word and that they will receive your word. We're praying for healing and deliverance. We're praying for a speedy recovery. We're praying, Lord, for that family. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Good morning, Raymond. Did you get the package?
Yeah.
Ah, thank God. Amen.
Gwen is asking for prayer for her husband, Greg,
mm-hmm.
who is fighting both prostate and hip cancer.
Wow.
She's asking for prayer that God will direct his treatment as mm-hmm. well as her strength during the season.
Yeah. Wow. And you know what? She said season. That's a beautiful word because that means it's not forever. It's just a piece of time. It's a morsel of time that you're in and it too shall pass. Amen. What's her name?
Gwen.
And her husband's name?
Greg.
Greg. So Gwen and Greg. Gwen and Greg. Allie? No. Greg, and you stand for Gwen. Come up here, Greg. I need you guys' hands washed and I'll anoint you with some oil. Okay, wash your hands, Greg. Hey, man, that's all right. Oh, that has to stay on here.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. Gwen and Greg. Hallelujah. I'm so glad you said your season, because that's what it is. It's just a season. This is not, I don't believe that this is God's eternal will for your life. It's a season. And God will see you through it one way or the other. Amen. Hallelujah for
Gwen
and for Greg. Hold hands, please. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we pray for Gwen and Greg, we pray in healing and deliverance in the name of Jesus. We're praying, Father God, for your healing and deliverance as these saints, as these soldiers stand in the gap for Gwen and God, we pray healing and deliverance. Father, we know for absolute fact, among so many other things, that you are a healer of cancer. We know that because you've healed so many in this house. Through this ministry, you've healed so many. And Father, we're praying that you would send relief and that you would send healing, provisions, whatever they need in the name of Jesus, that you would send it to your people. If there's any sin, remove it. If there's any doubt, remove it. And Father, bring them through this season. And we pray, Lord, according to your will, that you will bring this season to a quick close. Close this season, Lord. Give them healing and deliverance. Make them ready. Encourage them. Lift them up in the name of Jesus so that they will believe that you truly are who you said you truly are. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. You know what I think I'm in heaven? I don't think they have any prayer service in heaven. Everybody's saved. Nobody need healing, so no healing service. Nobody have any problems, so we can't pray anybody through anything. Maybe we'll just have praise service. Amen. Maybe that'll be a substitute for prayer service. Praise service. Amen?
Amen.
Just a touch of God service.
Oh, my God. Just a touch. Let me touch him. Just a touch of God. Amen. Because like, we won't need any prayer. You know, and if we need to talk to Jesus, Jesus, got a minute? He right here.
Right.
Amen. I'm just saying.
Right.
How cool is that? Not that I haven't enjoyed every moment of prayer, but I'm just saying, you know, some things will change. Amen.
Amen. I'm going to shorten the name. I think it's just Sai.
Sai.
Is asking for prayer. So they're seeking forgiveness from the sin of gluttony and disobedience.
Okay.
And they want to be restored by his Holy Spirit.
Yes. His name is Sai.
Yes.
Sai. Sai, praise God for you. A desire to be delivered from those things so that you can be closer to God. Sai, listen, anyone, okay, anoint my hands. How many more prayers we got?
About four.
Okay, that's cool. Anyway, so, hallelujah. Okay, so, here's the thing. Sai and anyone else that wants to be delivered from anything, whether it's smoking, lying, thievery, whatever it is you need to be delivered from, and you are sincerely ready to give it up. Because see, if you have to want to be delivered, we can pray until our ears turn green. And if you don't want to be delivered, you're not going to be delivered.
Amen.
Because you don't want to be delivered. Even though you say, oh, I want to be, I'm not saying this about Sai. Oh, Lord, I want you to deliver me eventually. When I wanted the Lord to deliver me from smoking, I had a made up mind. I said, Lord, I'm done. I tried, the first time I tried, I slipped back. Is smoking a sin? Will smoking keep you out of heaven? I haven't read anything specific in the Bible about smoking, I haven't read anything about lucky stripes and camels and all that other stuff, because I get the right smoking, you know. But it will certainly help you get to heaven a lot quicker than you expected. It may certainly cause you to need prayer more than a lot of other people because of issues that are going on because of the smoking, because that stuff goes directly to your lungs. And your lungs were not created for that poison.
Affect the relationship of those you're supposed to be ministering to.
Exactly. It causes people to look at you differently. And your breath will stink like an ashtray. Because people that smoke, I'm sorry, but your breath is hawking. It is not right. And so you... It's not good. Amen. And then your teeth get yellow. It's bad enough to get yellow from coffee, but then they get yellow from the cigarettes and the smoke. It's nothing good about it. It's an addictive habit. It is a chemical addiction that you need to be delivered from. So I said all that. So whatever it is that you're trying to be delivered from, will it stop you from going into heaven? You know, that alone, I seriously do not believe it will, but I think it will cause you to see him sooner than he wanted you to be there. Amen.
Just diminish your quality
of and your quality of life, and the poor people that have to suck that stuff in after you puffed it out. You know, it just, you know, the quality of life is just horrible. And your furniture stink, and you see people driving down the car with their hand hanging out the window with a cigarette. I'm like, if you don't want that in your car, but it's okay with you being in your lungs? You know, so just let it go. Just let it go. You know, but the second time I prayed, and I'm like, Lord, I got to stop. I can't do this anymore. And that was it.
Amen.
That was it. That was 40 years ago. That was it. And so I'm grateful. It can be done. But us praying for you to be delivered from something you're not ready or sure you want to be delivered from, it's a waste of time. Amen. And God already knows your heart. So, you know, is he really listening to that prayer? Amen. But for those of you that want to be delivered from whatever that you feel is not pleasing to God, whatever it is, you don't have to tell me. I don't want to know. Some of the stuff I really don't want to know. Just keep it to yourself, because you and the Lord know. But if you really want to be delivered, I need you to listen to me closely. And I need you to do what I'm asking you to do. I need you to raise your hands if you can. If you're driving, please don't raise your hands. If you're walking, please, you know, be careful. Keep one eye open. You know, just amen. But if you can, or whenever you can, just raise your hands and repeat after me. Are you ready? Are you ready? I need you all to repeat after me if you can. Are you ready? Repeat after me. Say, Father God,
in the name of Jesus,
I am yours.
You are mine.
Forgive me
of all sin,
any unrighteousness,
anything in my life
that does not please you,
anything
in my life
that does not reflect you.
Everything
in my life
that does not please you,
remove it
in the name of Jesus.
You're right.
I was wrong.
Forgive me
of my sin.
Forgive me
of my addiction.
Forgive me
for those things
that are in my heart
that are not like you.
Remove it
and cleanse me
and make me
what you
want me to be.
I am not my own.
I have been bought
with a price,
and I belong
to the Most High God.
Forgive me.
Heal me.
In the name of Jesus,
I pray
by faith
in your name.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
You rewind that,
and you pray that prayer as often as you need to pray it
until you've been delivered.
Yes.
You pray that prayer. Good morning, baby girl. You pray that prayer as often as the Holy Spirit wants to, encourages you to pray. You pray that prayer until you have been delivered.
Yes.
Amen. You pray that prayer until it's done.
Yes.
Because if you pray, let me tell you, and the Holy Spirit will meet you in that prayer. I feel it right now. The Holy Spirit will meet you in that prayer. And if you're trying to get closer to God, you pray that prayer. The Bible says the effectual fervent prayers of the righteous man availeth much. The passionate, heartfelt prayers of those that serve the Most High God. You're praying to God. You're praying to the one that changes the world. Those prayers affect the hand. Oh, no. Those prayers move the hand of him who moves the world.
Yes.
Those effectual, fervent prayers, those heartfelt prayers, those tear-written prayers, those prayers that make you sweat your hair out, those prayers that where you don't notice anybody in the atmosphere except you and the Lord, those prayers that you get into and you are in and you feel the presence of God meet you in that prayer, those prayers, and let me tell you, those are powerful prayers.
Yes.
Those prayers reach the throne of God and they move the hand of God.
Amen.
I've been doing this for a long time, and I'm telling you, that works. Effectual prayers, praises, because the Bible tells us God inhabits our praises.
Yeah. Amen. And so when God enters, inhabits means to enter into or to be a part of. Is that right? And so when God enters into your praises, can you give me a breakdown again with the praises so people understand what praise is? It's not just that celebration of your praise. I'm celebrating that I by praise. But what how would you express what praise is?
Praise really is a result of true worship.
Uh-huh.
You can't really praise God unless you have been worshiping and spending time with him.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a response of God's hand in your life.
Yes.
It is a response. And it may come out in dancing.
Yes.
But it actually comes out in obedience and thanksgiving.
Yes. Yes. Amen. Y'all got that? And when your life is praising, when your life is based on God and is praising God, your everything about you change. When you are submerged in God, everything about you changes.
Amen.
Your appearance changes, your demeanor changes, the way you talk changes, the way you greet and meet other people changes, the way you even worship and minister in Christ changes. When your life is based on God, everything changes. You're not what you used to be. You are a greater creation. The Bible says all things have passed away, and behold, now all things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. Amen. Look, that's a Kool-Aid smile. That's a Jesus smile right there. I'm telling you. And he got it too. He yes, I remember Chester Cat. Amen. When your life is submerged in, have you ever looked at anybody? Good morning, Pastor Dre, looking all fly. Have you ever noticed somebody that's submerged in water and you look down and they look different,
mm-hmm.
kind of distorted, but a little different? It's kind of like, you know, just kind of like, when you are submerged in God, when you are submerged in praise, your life is big. You're everything about you look different. People will walk by you and just, I've had people walk by me and just look and just keep going. They're like, something's going on. I just don't know what it is. Or something's changed. I just can't quite figure out what it is. Something. Because if you are a new creation in Christ and nothing changed, you are not a new creation in Christ.
Amen.
If you can keep cursing people out after you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and feel no guilt, something ain't right. You didn't get a... Something's missing. If you can continue to be the same old crackhead, if you a crackhead and you call yourself, I'm a believer in Christ, and you still praise the Lord, Jesus, something ain't right. You didn't get a good dip, something, am I right? So if you still a fornicator after you have accepted Jesus Christ, something ain't right. Am I right, Raymond? Am I right?
Amen.
If something don't change, if you are the same person today as you were 30 years ago, and that's when you accepted Christ, you might need another dip, because something ain't right. Because if Christ has changed your life, you're changed. The Bible says you are a new creation. All old things, not most of the stuff, all old things have passed away. All. That means your filthy mouth, your lying tongue, your fornicating self, your sticky fingers, you know, all that stuff. The Bible says you are a new creation. Now, it may not all leave that same day, but it's going. Amen. But it's leaving. So, amen. So,
you messing with your baby.
Oh, I'm sorry. Which one? Oh, amen. Sorry, Allie, but you know.
Oh.
Amen. Did I finish what I was supposed to do with that one?
Yes.
Okay. I'm just checking.
I'm just saying.
All right.
Amen. This is from Warhammer. We have a couple from her.
Mm-hmm.
Louise's husband, Ron, he's very active and fit, but he is having a heart problem.
Mm.
They are scheduled to install a pacemaker type under his skin.
Wow.
To regulate the left side of his heart to prevent heart failure.
Wow.
This surgery is scheduled for the 25th. But until it's done, he is in extreme danger. So they're asking for prayer.
Oh, I'm asking for prayer. Amen. All right. I know I'm in my hands again. Pastor Dre, it's good to see you. Is it this coming week you guys are?
Next week.
The week of the 11th, but the following week of
the week of the 16th.
The week of the 16th. Okay, so I'll wait till then to announce. I talked to your husband this morning, and I said, it shouldn't be just one day. I said, if you're going to rest, you should rest. Yeah. And he said, you ain't got to convince me. I'm good. So we'll tell them next week about, because if you tell them too early, people start. Yeah. So just remind me next week, next Sunday. Amen.
You're on Sunday. We're not leaving until Monday.
Amen. Thank you. Amen. Hasimi ala shoshane. So we want to pray. What's your husband's name, Nikki?
Ron.
Bikiso aviasayana. David, come in. Pastor, you stand in for Ron, because I was trying to get one of them brothers.
Yes.
Amen. Oh, let's wash your hands. Hallelujah. Pacemakers are serious, and that's nothing to play with. Heart condition is serious and nothing to play with. Amen. Do you remember what his name is?
Ron.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we pray for Ron this morning.
Yes, Lord.
Wherever he is, whatever he's doing, we're praying that your holy angels, your presence is with him. We're praying, Lord God, that he has a wonderful relationship with you.
Thank you, Jesus.
We're praying that he knows you and he is a servant of the Most High God. Father, we're praying for his heart and the situation that he is in. The doctors say he's in danger. I'm saying, Lord, according to your will, my prayer is to make sure that he's in Christ.
Yes.
Father, give him the favor that he needs. Give him the grace and the mercy that he needs, his family. Father, whatever healing is needed, give him healing. Whatever favor is needed, give him the favor. Whatever he needs for him and his family and for him to live, give him what he needs.
Yes.
We're praying, Lord, for a successful surgery. We're praying, Lord, or that you would heal him where he doesn't need the surgery.
Yes, Lord.
Whatever your choice is, that's what we're praying.
Yes, Lord.
Whatever your desire is, that's our desire for him and for his family, that he's completely healed, that he's completely delivered, and that he is complete in you.
In Jesus.
Let the healing go forth. Whatever avenue choose, let the healing go forth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor. Thank you. Amen. Healing for Brother Ron.
Yeah.
Healing for Brother Ron. Keep us posted on Brother Ron. Keep us posted. Keep us posted. I want to send out to the prayer team. So we'll keep him elevated. So we'll keep him lifted up.
Yeah.
We don't want any oops. Amen. We want to keep things going. Amen.
Amen. Another prayer from Warhammer.
Uh-huh.
This is from Dale. So it says, a co-worker of Dale's at the breast health clinic called. They will biopsy lymph nodes. The biopsy results are within 3 to 5 days. So they're praying for healing and salvation.
Mm-hmm. And what's the name?
No name. Just the co-worker.
Father, we're praying for co-worker.
Yes.
Whoever. Listen, when you're asking for prayer, you don't have to give us a name. God knows who you are. It's just a name to a prayer request. But it could be your not handle. What do they call it? Your email, whatever, jiggy.
Email address.
Your email address. We don't need a name. We just need to know what you're asking for. Amen. And so, Father, we're praying for a coworker.
Yeah.
Father, you again. You are the great healer, the great healer, the only true healer. You heal people through other people as well, but you alone are the great healer. Amen. Did I get that right?
Yeah.
You alone are the great healer, and you use other people to work through doctors and nurses, pastors and ministers, believers, surgeons to work through, but all healing comes through you. Hallelujah. And Father, you told us to ask and it shall be given. You said, seek and ye shall find, to knock and the door shall be open. We're praying complete healing and deliverance. We're praying for absolute victory. And even if they find something, you already beat them to the punch. You've already spoken over it. Our prayer is that they find nothing. But whatever the case is, Lord, we know you are absolutely, positively in control.
Yes.
We pray healing, deliverance. If there's any sin, remove it. that you'll get all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen.
You guys don't understand that God is awesome.
Yes, he is.
And our day is coming.
Yes.
Amen. Our day is coming. We are more than conquerors. The victory is ours. I read Revelation. We win. I read it over and over and over again. And every time I read it, we won.
Hallelujah.
So I'm not worried about the outcome. It's the journey that I'm paying attention to. I need to make sure I stay on the journey, on the path of righteousness. I need to make sure that I'm carrying my cross. I need to make sure I'm doing my part. I can't do Drea's part. I can't do Nikki's and Abigail's part. I can't do my brother's part. I can't do anybody's part but mine. And so I need to focus on my part. Well, how come you doing this and they doing that? I ain't worried about that. What, that's between them and God. I'm only concerned about my part. What does God expect from me? Amen?
Amen.
Now, what God has told Abigail, that's between her and God. I got nothing to do with that. My job is to make sure that I'm not a stumbling block to her.
Yeah.
Amen, somebody.
Amen.
Because sometimes your life is a stumbling block to other people that are trying to do it right. And you, the pastor with four girlfriends and two wives, there's a problem there.
Yeah.
Okay? That's a problem. You, the pastor, and you gay, that's a problem.
Yeah.
You, the pastor, and you sell drugs more than the crackhead, that's a problem. You a stumbling block for other people, and don't think that God's not watching. And you don't get that right before you meet him. Well, that's on you.
Yeah.
Amen. Go ahead, Pastor.
Maria is asking for prayer for her husband Raymond.
Mm-hmm.
So we got this earlier this week.
Okay.
Raymond was rushed to the hospital.
Yes.
And he's having some issues not really described,
mm-hmm.
but the hospital will not allow Maria in the hospital to see him, so she, and they're not telling her what's going on. So she doesn't know how he's doing
or anything like that.
But she's praying that not only is he come out of the hospital healthy, but that this will be a testimony to those around them
of yes.
Jesus and his healing power.
See, that's just the enemy. You can't come in and we can't tell you.
Right.
That's not right.
No.
That's not right. That's the enemy. That's not right. That's like the governor said, y'all can go to church, but you can't praise. You can't sing.
Yeah.
Really? That's a demon talking, because demons know about praise and worship.
Amen.
That's a demon don't want the family to get, because a demon don't, they don't want the family laying hands on them to recover.
Mm-hmm.
That's a demon talking. We're praying against that. And we're praying, what's his name?
His name is Raymond.
Let her know we're praying. Father God, in the name of Jesus, and I need you, her name is Maria.
Yes.
Maria, I need you to keep us posted how Raymond is doing. Didn't we have a Raymond? No, we had a Greg earlier. I need you to keep us posted how Raymond is doing. We're going to be praying. I want him also added to let
yes.
the saints know. Greater is he that's in us than anything that is in the world. Greater is he that is in us than anything that is in the world. The greater power is in us. We are with Christ. We are connected with the greater power. The power is in us. God is not operating and flowing through Satan. The greater power is in us. We got the juice.
Yes.
And so you ask and the Lord said it shall be given. You seek him and the Lord said you shall find. You knock and the Lord said the door shall be open. All you got to do is your part through Christ Jesus, walking by faith and not by sight. We're believing in his complete healing, Maria. We're believing that he'll be able to minister to others. We're believing that God has got this situation under control. Amen.
Yes.
God is worthy to be praised. Even right now, Maria, I'm praising God. Oh, I'm praising God for you and for the young man with the heart thing.
Yes.
I'm praising God for him because I believe that God will do something miraculous in these prayer requests. I'm believing that. I'm not just saying it because I got lips. I'm saying it because I believe it.
Yes.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, lift them up.
Amen.
Give them the power to stand. Give them the joy to rejoice. Give them grace, favor, and mercy. Let them be an example, a shining example of the authority that is in your word. Speak from your throne, and it is so. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
How many more we got?
I think we have a couple over there.
Okay.
Right here, the last one here is from Sherry.
Mm-hmm.
She, her son and his wife divorced. He has full custody, but there are some battles there.
Yeah.
As far as schooling and all of those things. And it seems that the wife has manufactured stories to try to change the agreement. So they're going to court this week.
Yeah.
They're going to court this week.
I've been reading.
She's praying that the not only the lies are exposed, mm-hmm. but that the wife's heart is changed from
yes.
heart to flesh so that the Lord can penetrate it.
Yes, amen. You know, divorces, even in Christian households, divorces are bad. And they can get real ugly. And if one of them is not being led by Christ, they can raise a lot of havoc for others. You know what I mean? And we're praying that the Lord will soften the heart of, I guess, as a wife. And we're praying that the Lord will, because the ones that get hurt the most are the children.
Yep.
They're the ones that get the brunt of the hatred. They're the ones that get the brunt of the issues. They're the when grown people have children and they clash, the children are the devastation. The real devastation that comes out of that. A lot of us have come from broken home. Well, I didn't come from a broken home, but I wish it was. I think I'd have been better off. But a lot of, because Lord help us. Ooh, child. I was praying for a broken home. That was my prayer. Amen. It was bad. It was bad. Amen. It reminded me, Pastor Sandy, girl. Pastor Sandy was saying how his dad was. I said, dude, I wish my dad was like that. I mean, I'd have settled for that. You know, but, you know, the children are the damaged goods that come out of that. And then God has to deliver. It's just because two people decide to disagree and they don't allow Christ to be, both of them don't allow Christ to be the center point of this so he can fix it. You know what I mean? So, Father, we're praying mostly for the children and those that are affected. Okay, because grown folk, that was your choice. You did what you did. But the children got caught up in it.
Yeah.
And so we need to pray for the, I dare call the children victims in some cases. Is that a bad word to call them? Is that a good word?
Yeah.
Victims in some cases. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray over that situation. We pray that the one that knows you will stay strong. I believe that's the son.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Yes.
Will stay strong and stay focused on you and allow you to lead and guide him. We're praying, Lord, that every lie is exposed.
Yes.
Every deceitful move is exposed. We're praying, Lord, that everything is out in the open, good, bad, indifferent, and that the children will be rescued and saved and protected, and that you will bring a resolution to this situation so that all of those that are involved will not be damaged. We're praying that you will fix it because you are the only one that knows his side, her side, and the truth.
Amen.
Did I say that right?
Yes.
Because there's always his side of the story, her side of the story, and then the truth about the story. Amen.
Amen.
And we're praying, Father, that the one that does not know Christ will become connected with Christ. And the one that know Christ will stay even stronger in Christ. And those that are affected will be healed. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. This is our last prayer. This is from Destina.
Oh, Destina, yeah, about their son.
Yes, so they increased his medication and he is still acting out rebelliously.
Really?
She says she's being attacked by demons, physically attacked by demons, because she's finding their hiding place and she's exposing them.
Mm.
So she's going through her home and exposing, and so she's being attacked. So she's asking for prayer, continual prayer, which we have been for Nathan, but as well as for herself.
Yeah. I mean, I wish it was some way that someone that's connected to Christ that has a strong prayer life could actually go and pray with her and just go, but it may not be the Lord's will. It may be a battle that the Lord wants to use her to fight with, to prove himself through her and to her that he can use her to get the job done. Amen. And so we will be praying on this side that the Lord will, because behind every idol there is a demon.
Yes.
Amen. And every demon carries some type of authority. And when them demons gang up, but no matter how many demons it is, greater is he, Destina. Greater is he that's in you than any demon that would dare come against you. And you have the saints of God praying with you on your behalf and for you and for your whole family and even for your husband. Her husband found the job, right?
Yes.
And for your situation. If God can give your husband a job, okay? If God can, listen, we have no idea of how powerful God is. We have no clue how far God's power reaches.
Yeah.
We just don't have any idea. We want to put God in a box. I know I trust God for
the job, but not for the demon. I mean, I just feel like she.
Come here.
I just forget. Destina, you have the authority. You have the authority. Those demons don't have no place in your home.
Mm-mm.
They don't have any place in your home.
Yes!
On the authority of God.
Yes.
And fight against that.
Yes.
You are a Christian. You're walking in God's love.
Yes.
Walking in God's compassion.
Yes. Yes.
They cannot attack you. They cannot attack you. You
yes.
have to absolutely believe that.
Yes.
You have no place, no authority, no ruling over
you. Hallelujah.
Attack.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Fight back and stand on the authority. Go back to the gospel.
Yes.
So that you can remember what the Lord said every time.
Yes.
Those authorities came back. He gave it back to
yes.
us. He gave that authority back to us when he asked the disciples why.
Yes.
He was asking because I already gave you the authority.
Yes.
Now use it.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah. Amen.
Add to that Tina just mentioned, her oldest son,
mm-hmm.
he is walking in Christ. He
yes.
recognized a demon that
yes.
was trying to live in him.
Uh-huh.
He cast him out.
Yes, yes.
Living for the Lord.
Yes.
So in the midst of this battle, the family as a whole is
yes.
starting to notice.
Yes. God may be using your family as an example of his power.
Yeah.
God may use your family as a spot for people to go to when they don't know yeah. what's happening. Well, I know you pray. God morning. Good morning, Pastor. It's a God morning. God may be using you as a template.
Yeah.
As a template. God may listen. Did God use Job as an example
yes.
for others to follow?
Yes.
God used Job as a template for others to see that no matter what comes against you, if you don't turn your back, his wife told him you should curse God and die. They should have shot her right then. His wife said, you should curse God. Now he's like, I ain't cursing God and die. And, matter of fact, your bags are in the corner. That you what? Oh,
amen.
Well, beat her to death. Either way it goes, it's all right with me. If you know, you just can't. If Job could make it through, and he had more at the end,
yeah.
he was already a really wealthy dude.
Yeah.
Job had some stuff, cattle, land, children. He had everything, but there was a hedge built around him. God moved the hedge, bragged on Job. Maybe God wants to brag on Destina.
Amen.
Maybe God wants to brag on some. God wants to brag on your family,
yeah.
helping you to understand, so other people can see what you're dealing with, and they say, "Well, if God blessed her and He has no respect to person, God will bless me."
Right.
Maybe God wants to brag on you. Maybe God wants to speak a little something in your atmosphere, so that He can say, "I don't have that one. I don't have that one, but I got them."
Yes.
And even though they don't want to, I got them. Right? Amen. You can have a company full of lazy characters, but if the boss knows he's got a couple of sectors that are right on the ball, while he deal with the mothers, he's bragging on you.
Yes.
If the Bible says where there's two or three gathered together in my name, touching and agreeing, he said, ah, I see the Spirit of God in this place, and I see him over there. Hallelujah. The Spirit of God is in this place. God wants to brag on somebody. God wants to be able to stick his chest out. Aren't you proud when your kids bring home A's and B's and honor roll? They may not be the best kids in the world, but when they bring home that A,
Oh, yep, that was my kid. Yep, I did it. That's right. I paid the price. You want to brag? Because now, you know, they were a knucklehead yesterday, but when they brought home that A, you're like, yeah, boy, that's my kid. That's right, I did it. Amen? Am I right?
Yeah.
God is a what? A parent.
Yes.
God wants to brag on some of his kids.
Yeah.
He know he can't brag on all of them because some of y'all are a mess. Yeah. And some of y'all are a serious work in progress. I mean, serious. But there's a couple of people that maybe God can brag on. And maybe Dustina may be one of them and her family. Amen.
Yeah.
And so we're praying in the name of Jesus. We're praying, Father, we're praying and send grace, favor, mercy, power, endurance, praise, 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 praise the Lord as you go through your house. Instead of, you don't have to rebuke all the time. If you go through that house with praise. Because the enemy hate praise. If you go through that house worshiping God, oh, another demon, hallelujah! I rebuke you in the name of Jesus and just start giving God, you know, doing a little something and go, and just, oh, they hate that! And you're like, I rededicate this part of my house back to God. Throw some oil over there and get to shouting. See what happens. I double dog dare you.
Yes.
And see what happened. I grew up in the old school. I know how to shout. I can do. Oh, shut up. Listen. Oh.
Yeah.
Amen. Lord help us. Did we have any more? Okay. All right. She's giving me the. She's telling me very kindly. She's telling me to move ahead. Amen. So we're gonna go. Did I pray for them? I did pray for them, right? Amen. So we're gonna go on to communion, and we won't have much time to do it, but we're going to move on to communion. Everyone that's taking communion, I need you to come on up. Amen. If you don't have communion juice, generally we use the Welch's 100% grape juice is what we generally use. But if you don't have that, don't trip. If you don't have that, don't worry. You can just use water because Jesus Christ. You can use water because God is the living water. And if you don't have any unleavened bread, communion crackers. You can use just regular white or wheat bread or whatever kind of bread you have because Jesus Christ is the bread of life. And so you have the living water and you have the bread of life. Amen. You don't have to get all fancy and order communion set and all that. Just go in the kitchen, get you a piece of bread and get you a little thing of water if that's all you have and let the Lord have his way.
Amen.
Amen. Because it's not about the name brand you're using. It's about your obedience. Because he says, as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death until he come. And so you're testifying the Lord's death.
Yeah.
Amen. Now, here's the thing, and I'm not going to go through all of it like I normally do because we are so out of time. You cannot take this if you know you are living in sin. Now, if you're stumbling as you're walking and you're walking in repentance, that's good. But if you over your girlfriend's house now, you know, and you know, things getting busy and whatnot, don't take this. You need to repent. You know what? I said getting busy. Okay, you need to repent. You know, you need to, if you know you gotta, you finna do that in the name of Jesus, you need to repent. Don't be trying to, because you are making a mockery of what the Lord is doing. If you're cursing your kids out in the name of Jesus, you need to repent because you're wrong.
Amen.
You understand what I mean? You're treating your wife like she's a fleet week. I mean, something's wrong. If you know you're walking in sin, you need to quit. Do not take this and you have not asked God for forgiveness and you're trying to walk in repentance. Don't take this because the Bible tells you are eating and drinking damnation unto yourself, not deserving the Lord's Supper. You don't deserve to try to represent me and you walking in sin. You make me look bad. You disgrace the name. Amen?
Amen.
It's like being married to somebody and your husband and he's a pimp. You're like, you're not making me look good. Do y'all follow what he's a crackhead on the corner. You know, you can't do stuff to dishonor God. I know some of that sounds kind of weird, but you get the drift, and if that applies to you, you need to repent now and get rid of that out of your life, or don't take this.
If you're a pastor in the pulpit and you're lying to the people, you don't need to take this. Amen. All right, so I'm reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 12. I'm going to start at verse number 23. Have you guys prayed over there? Yeah. You have? Okay. For I received from the Lord what I also pass on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you. Don't crack it and don't eat it yet. Okay? Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we stand before you on this day, we're praying for forgiveness of any sin or unrighteousness that will be found in our hearts, in our minds, in our wills, in our thoughts, in our actions, that you remove any sin, Lord, and make me whole, that you would wash me and make me clean. We thank you for this bread that represents the body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, which was given for me, that he paid my debt, that he died on the cross for me. And I will not take this unrepentant. We thank you, Lord. We ask that this be done in remembrance of you and that you would honor our praise. In Jesus' name, let's break the bread and eat. And in the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant, or the new promise, or the new contract. This is the new covenant in my blood." Whose blood? Christ's blood. "Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me." I'm always excited about serving the Lord when I take communion, because I take this extremely seriously. Because the Lord is watching. He's watching. He knows what's going through every mind at this moment. He knows everything in our heart at this moment. He knows our intentions. Are you taking it so other people don't know you can't take it? Are you taking it because you're hungry? Why are you taking this? Are you taking this because you're remembering me? Are you taking it because it is tradition? Why are you taking it? And he's watching. And I'm excited because he's watching.
Yes.
Amen. Oh. Father God, in the name of Jesus, let us raise our cups together. We thank you for this juice, some water, whatever the people are drinking. We thank you, Lord, for this, which represents your blood, which flowed from you, from the cross, for me, because of the sins you knew I would commit, because of the wrong you knew I would do, because of the shape you knew I would be in. You died for me and shed your blood. We pray, Lord, that you would receive our blood through a repentant heart and a repentant spirit, that you would receive this, because you said as often as we eat and drink, we do testify of your death, burial, and resurrection until you come. I want to be clean in the sight of my Lord. As we take this, please honor our communion. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us commune together. And later, and as you read on, the scripture says, "And the rest I will set in order when I come." We thank you all for being with us this morning. I pray that the next time we have communion, we will be in heaven taking it with the Lord. But, you know, we'll see. Either in the cloud. Come here, Lloyd. Come here. This is where I got it from.
Either in the crowd or in the cloud.
Amen. We'll see you next time. God bless you, saints. Keep us lifted up. Amen. Amen.